T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He swings! Alexander Steen on his forehand, hits a deep to left field! That's way back! Shoots! Score! And it's a bomber! Bring out the Zamboni!
Oh, yeah!
This is a legendary KMOX Sports Open Line. Presented by Dave Sinclair, Lincoln and Ford. Celebrating over 50 years serving St. Louis on America's Sports Voice. KMOX.
Well, it's a pregame edition of the Dave Sinclair, Lincoln and Ford Sports Open Line. Chris Raby with you on KMOX. We get ready for Blues and Blackhawks. Coming your way at the top of the hour to 6:30, our pregame skate. We head to Chicago right now for a little 6:15 nonsense and say hello to Chris Kerber. And Joey Vitale. How's Chicago, boys? Everyone is getting ready to shut the city down here in St. Louis with some potential weather headed our way.
It's 5-6 inches of snow. Drive safely. Be smart. Shovel your driveway and you'll be all right.
It better not be that much. I hope it's okay. Not that much.
Hey, listen. All right. I've got our first topic for our 6:15 show today. Okay. You guys may have seen... I put out some pictures every now and then, and I got to make it more of a regular thing. But I call it hotel art or wall art. Okay, so sometimes you go into these rooms, and you know, you'll see stuff on the wall, and you go, how did they decide this? Like a few years ago, 5, 6, 7 years ago, we actually stayed a couple of times at when the team was coming into town. We stayed at the Hard Rock. Right, and you know how those things are all rock-themed?
Yep.
Okay, well, I happened to get the room that just was themed with Marilyn Manson, all right? So,
wow.
No joke on this. So, above the desk is a huge headshot of Marilyn. I mean, this picture had to be like 5 feet tall by 3 feet wide. And
what?
It was a frame thing. And it was just a headshot of Marilyn Manson with the two different colored eyes. And I'm like, all right, that's a little freaky looking, but okay.
Who makes that decision to put that in a hotel room?
Well, again, it's the Hard Rock Hotel, so it's all rock theme based, right? So you get off the elevator, and there's some memorabilia from Room Rockstar. But anyway, this is in the room, so I go to bed that night, and this dang picture is staring at me, right? I mean, it's staring at me. It's fine. It's like 2 a.m, and I'm like, I can't sleep with this thing staring at me. So I get out of bed, I go into the shower. I grab 2 towels from the shower, and I climb up on the desk, and I cover up this painting just so I could sleep, because this thing was freaky looking to be staring at you.
That's terrifying.
So now we're in the hotel room here in Chicago, a different hotel. And it's got, and you've had the same one in your room, Joey, because it's, right? And it's got this different collage, and there's some Indian stuff, and there's different things, and then there's, I'll go find it, and I'll retweet it out here for everybody. But it's just got weird stuff on it, and I'm sitting there going, okay, like, what's with this art? And then, so I go into a doctor's office, right? And it was a urologist, okay? And I was, and on the wall in there, why we were in there, we'll save for another story, okay, another day. But I got no problem talking about it. But anyhow, they like there's a painting, there's a picture on the wall in this urologist office, and it's got like it's sand, and it's kind of like somebody taken a rake and done like an S shape, run through the sand, and in the middle of it is a rock, like a curved stone. And so I looked at the urologist, I go, what is that? He go, well, he's what? I go, well, it. I go, is it a kidney stone? Is it a, and I've started getting a kick out of basically saying it's time to take art appreciation into doctor's offices and hotel rooms and try and understand what's going on with this artwork.
Marilyn Manson. I'm a hotel klepto. I love stealing stuff from hotels, but I would not come close to a
right, what did you think of the painting that's above your bed in your hotel room?
I have two Indians who are riding through, I guess, the prairie land, and they're chasing buffalo.
Oh, you don't have the collage?
No, I got that. It brought me back to the Dances with Wolves. movie with Kevin Costner. He was terrific in that movie, too, by the way.
My mom always felt that she always said that he shouldn't have been named Dances with Wolves. He should have been named He Who Heals Fast, because the number of times he got
his
head
clubbed
and was
scarred.
That's why
that That's his name, Dances with Wolves?
That's what they named
him. You didn't see that movie?
No, I've never seen that.
Oh man.
Rooter and I are starting to pop. I have seen so few movies. So few
movies.
This
one is a classic, great movie. Absolutely. And if you ever, if there was ever a chance to see it in a theater, you know, the span views was outstanding. But you'd always get clubbed in the head, blood's coming down. And then, like, you know, the next segment, like, there's no scars and very little scabs. And you're going, and my mom always said that he should have been named He Who Heals Fast, not Dances with Wolves.
I know, he did heal fast. Chris, you got to see this movie. The effects from the buffalo hunt are incredible for their time. And, man, Tatanka.
See, I've got a long list. I just haven't seen a ton of classic movies. I don't know why. I guess maybe part of it was being the oldest in my family growing up. I didn't watch rated R movies, wasn't allowed to watch some stuff. And I don't know. Now I just watch all TV shows.
Listen, I just showed Chris the piece of art that's in my room that I had tweeted this out before. I'll retweet it out for everybody, okay? You know, and it's got a big Indian in a headdress smoking a cigarette. It's got some skull and bones on it. Like, it's got a drawing of breasts, and then, like, literally the plus sign underneath it, and then a glass of beer with a big foam coming over, and then above it says, like, living high. Like, I'm telling you, it's kind of thing, you just stare at this thing and you realize I've just been like trying to figure out this collage on my wall for an hour. I'm an hour late for dinner and now I'm just confused.
Why don't we become artists, and we'll be abstract artists, and we'll get rich as hell, because we'll put nonsense like that up, and people will pay a lot of money for it.
Okay, well, like, I'm wondering how many people went into that urologist department and wondered, like, okay, is it a kidney stone, a gallstone? And the guy goes, no, it's just supposed to be a peaceful thing.
No, it's inspiration.
It's a rock on a beach. I go, you're a urologist. I go, you can't help but think that this has got to be something, like every other thing in here. It's a diagram of all your different systems, and, you know, all the medical stuff is up here. Now you just put this Zen thing up there with a rock on a combed desert, and you're not supposed to think that it has something to do with, I don't know, blocking flow or something?
At least the urologist didn't have, like, a giant needle on his wall framed.
The image of curves in his hotel room tonight is going to plague me forever.
I thought you were going to say at the urologist.
In his boxers, staring at this picture a pair of lovely women's breasts, by the way, and then a plus sign.
Are drawn. It's not a photo. Oh, yeah. It's drawn.
I can say that because it's a sketch.
Right.
And then a plus sign with the beer. I can just see him just scratching his bald head, looking at this thing for 20 minutes, just trying to figure out what's going on.
Mike Anderson just had his finger on the trigger right there.
I just said the same thing.
With Marilyn Manson going, the pitiful people.
Here's what I'm doing right now.
We got sidetracked there for a minute.
I'm retweeting a picture of that photo out there on my Twitter feed right now for anybody listening
scratching
in, and they can take a look at what we're talking about here on our 6:15 show.
Where did you guys eat dinner last night that you were an hour late to because you were scratching your bald head?
I went to Italy, which I was telling Kirby this morning, Chris Raby, next time you come to Chicago, anyone who comes to
Chicago,
that'll
be next week.
It's a bucket list item that should be on everyone's list. It's basically a 4-to-5-story warehouse of people out there who've been to one. There's one in New York. There's one in Chicago. I believe there might be one in Atlanta or L.A. An amazing warehouse of everything good about life. It's all Italian. There's markets. There's gelato stands. There's pasta stations, pizza, brick oven, anything you can ever dream of. Every Italian cookbook out there is there. They usually have some celebrity Italian chefs doing exhibits. I went there last night for dinner. It was terrific.
I've been to the one in Chicago in River North, right there.
What'd you think?
Oh, it's great. It's a lot of fun. I told you you have to go eat at Lou Malnati's, though, and I don't think you've done that. Now that you're now you got to eat like a media member and not like a player.
So here's a quick one for you. I know we're going to run out of time. So I went to a place called Carson's, which used to be a barbecue place, kind of more on the west side, but they moved it. It's down off of East Illinois, and they kind of changed it from a barbecue joint, so it's a little more almost like, it's not fine dining, but it's a white tablecloth place, I guess still known for their ribs. So my buddy Matt Gable, one of my great high school classmates, and I got caught up. He lives here in Chicago. By the way, congratulations to Matt. He's getting married on Saturday after Thanksgiving, so congratulations
attaboy,
to him.
Gabesy.
I know he's, I know he's still got a lot of fans or friends back home in St. Louis, but I'm eating with Matt. We're eating barbecued ribs, and they give you a white napkin for your lap.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I'm going,
man.
You can't wipe your hands.
It's like
and
trendy.
All the barbecue sauce on a white napkin. So one, they said no. It's go. I asked for a different napkin or is you know paper towel or something. They go. I go. I can't. How do you wipe your all the barbecue sauce on his white napkin? And they go, no, no, it's okay. And then, so I had to ask the next obvious question.
They got good steaks, though, there, too, right? Yeah.
Yeah, they do have steaks, too. Well, the next time I said, okay, well, I've got three kids at home, so what kind of laundry detergent are you using then to get the barbecue sauce out of the white napkin?
Well, they didn't give you the wet wipes?
Yeah, you almost.
No, there was no wet nap at the end, either.
It's like one of those places you almost feel guilty using the linen.
Dude, you did. I'm going to get barbecue sauce all over your white tablecloth and white. Who serves you barbecue food with a white napkin?
And then in the Marilyn Manson room,
napkin.
You wake up in the Marilyn Manson room and there's blood all over your white towels after hang the towels on top of the painting.
No, I can't sleep tonight. No, barbecue's
well, no,
got to be
I
had paper towels.
I didn't take the napkin home with me. I left it there.
Oh, I would have taken the napkin home. It's a nice napkin. I'm taking that thing home with me. A nice spoon from a good steakhouse.
All right, I'm coming over to your house.
I have bought a nice steak knife. From really, if you ask at the nice steakhouses
take it
around
with you.
Town, the really heavy duty ones, you can buy them. I bought one once for like, I think it was like $10. Still got it in my kitchen.
Vitelli, let's
steal it.
Vitelli.
How much stuff in your house is bought? How much is stolen?
I'm not proud.
No, it's when you're a big time athlete, you
right,
get
I'm
gifted stuff.
Next time I see Bree, she and I are going to have a conversation. I'm going to, is there like a therapy session you go to when you get back off of road trips? Like, Joey, we don't need any more towels.
We all have demons. That's all I'll say.
By the way, I have
when was the last time you bought toothpaste?
Oh, God.
Why would you?
Not toothpaste. When was the last time you bought shampoo?
Why would you?
Oh, never.
When's the last time you bought shampoo, Curbs? Never.
Okay, seriously, all right,
we
gotta
go.
I buy turtle wax.
I'll talk to you guys in a minute.
I don't scrub.
This is 6:15. This is 6:15 show, and we're going to talk to Curbs and Joey in a minute. Yeah, keep buffing. And, yeah. Keep buffing your bald head. We're back in a minute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.